Conversation 2.
Good evening, dear audience. I'm glad to continue the topic about music. It is common knowledge that music can have a powerful effect on our emotions. In fact, since the 1930s, music therapists have relied on music to soothe patients and help control pain. Now, psychologists are confirming that music can also help relieve depression and improve concentration.
That's nice. Do they have any concrete examples?
For instance, in a recent study, 15 surgeons were given some highly stressed math problems to solve. They were divided into three groups. One worked in silence. And in another, the surgeons listened to music of their choice on headphones. The third listened to classical music chosen by the researchers.
What were the results?
The results of the study may surprise you. The doctors who got to choose their music experienced less stress and scored better than the others.
That is surprising. How to explain this?
One possible explanation is that listening to music you like stimulates the alpha wave in the brain, increases the heart rate, and expands the breathing. That helps to reduce stress and sharpen concentration.
Is there any other research?
Yes. Another research suggests a second relation between the music and the brain. By examining the student's blood after listening to a variety of classical music collections, the researchers found that some students showed a large increase in a chemical substance, a natural pain reliever, in their blood, which can help soothe the patient.
Well, thank you so much for being with us today and having us know about another function of music. Questions 12 to 15 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 12. What is the talk mainly talking about? Question 13. According to the speaker, how is the music therapy currently used in medicine? Question 14. What did the study done with surgeons show? Question 15. What effect did music have in the study of students exposed to classical music?